أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا تتمنوا ما فضل الله به بعضكم على بعض. للرجال نصيب مما اكتسبوا وللنساء نصيب مما اكتسبن. واسألوا الله من فضله إن الله كان بكل شيء عليما. From the beginning of the surah and from the beginning of the supara, Allah has explained various things which have been made haram, and also things which are made halal. So all these things after that, which we must try and observe to the best of our ability. And the reality is, if we observe that, not only speak about it or hear about it, but we bring it in our lives, then we will see the changes come. And then a person will progress spiritually, and then he will go to a higher position, and he will want to finer points also to be corrected. Now, more finer points Allah Ta'ala is referring to, that also should be observed, and that will take us higher up, closer to Allah. We will understand deen, and then we will get the fruit and enjoyment of deen, and a burning desire to practice upon deen. So with regard to that, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَتَمَنَّوْ مَا فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ بِهِ بَعْضَكُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ. Or he was mat karo, jis cheez mein barai di Allah ne ek ko dusre se. And do not desire, do not covet, do not wish for those things which Allah out of His grace, fadl, karam, has given preference to some over others. In other words, Allah in His absolute knowledge has given preference in some matters to some over others. This ayat was revealed on the occasion when the lady Sahabiyat asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said that men make namaz with jamaat so they get so much more rewards. They go for jihad, they get so much more rewards. Man's share is double that of what woman received. All this, so on that desire was revealed that do not desire that which Allah has given preference in His wisdom to some over others. And He has deprived nobody. He has given everyone in different ways, different of His fadl and His karam. Those things which are beyond our control are referred to, that we should not desire for those things. Like a man is a man, he should not desire to be a woman. A woman is a woman, she should not desire to be a man. A person is tall, should not desire to be short. And work means to become short. A short person shouldn't worry about being tall. In all these matters which are beyond our control, don't fall and delve into those matters. It will be a sheer, pure waste of time because nothing can be done about it. A tall person can't become short. A short person can't become tall. A person who's dark in complexion cannot become light. A person who's light in complexion cannot become dark. All things which are beyond our control, we are told, don't worry about those things. Accept them wholeheartedly, understand they are from Allah, and Allah knows perfectly well who He has given, why He has given, and how He has given. So that is not for us. Further, Allah explains, لِلْرِجَالِ نَصِيبٌ مِمَّا اكْتَسَبُوا. مَرْدَوْ كُهِسَّهِ أَبْنِي كَمَائِ سَيْ. Men will get their share according to their earning. وَلِنْ نِسَاءِ نَصِيبٌ مِمَّا اكْتَسَبْنَا. Or ortu ko hissa hai apni kamai se, and for women will be their share according to their earning. In other words, don't involve yourself in things which are beyond your control. Get engaged and busy with that which is in your control. You all can earn, and that is amal, doing good deeds, which is open for all. You don't have to be tall or short. You don't have to be white or black. You don't have to be a man or a woman. Everyone can earn his akhirat, practice upon his deen, do righteous deeds, and for that will be your share. So do what you have to do. Don't worry about those things which are out of your control. That is for man and for woman also. This is also one stupidity of man, and which Shaitan gets us involved in, to get worried and work on things which we can't do anything about. And We want to try and change those things. We want to make a difference there. In the process, that what we had to be doing, that is doing amal, getting deen in our lives, making our islah, correcting ourselves, we completely forget that. And we just engage ourselves and we go deep down the road of trying to change things which we cannot, and which is a sheer waste of time and the height of stupidity. The correct thing is to do that which we can do. That will bring peace of mind, satisfaction, contentment to a person also. And he will be preparing for his akhirat, in the shadow of which his dunya will also be made. So a very beautiful instruction of the Quran Sharif. Reality has been mentioned, and then the solution to our problems also, and our approach, the correct approach of life also. And then further Allah says, وَاسْأَلُ اللَّهَ مِنْ فَضْلِ, or mango Allah say uska fadal, and beg Allah, seek Allah for his fadal, his kindness. On top Allah Ta'ala said, beginning, that out of his fadal, he has given some preference in some matters to over some over the others, and he has given others preference over the others in some matters. That is also out of Allah's fadal. That is that fadl of Allah which is beyond our control. Then Allah Ta'ala has kept things which are in our control, and we must ask Allah for that fadl. Like, for example, tawfiq to do good deeds. Ask Allah Ta'ala, for example, good health for the sake of making the ibadat of Allah. We ask Allah for wealth and money in order to spend in the path of Allah. So those things which we can ask for, which Allah has made, kept the doors open, and we can use them for our benefit, for earning our akhirat, to make our deen. Those are the things that we must get engaged in. And for that, make dua also. On top it is said, لا تتمنوا. Don't even desire those things which are beyond your control. Yeah, we are told, wasalu. Ask of those things, the practical things, what we can do. Ask of that from Allah Ta'ala. So a beautiful explanation has been given, that those things which are out of our control, don't worry about that, don't engage in it at all. Engage in that which we can do, for man also, for woman also. And in that, beg Allah for even more, that which we can acquire, tawfiq of doing more righteous and great deeds. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمًا. Allah ko har cheez maloom hai. Undoubtedly, Allah is fully aware of all things. So even in the hearts we are hiding, and we are feeling sorry that why am I not tall, why am I short, why am I black, why am I not white. That things Allah knows fully. Don't even in your heart harbor those thoughts. All the time be engaged in earning your akhirat, and be engaged and make dua even in your heart, to ask Allah for tawfiq, for doing more righteous deeds. And that is going to help. In the akhirat, everyone who will go to Jannat will be the most beautiful, most handsome. So don't worry of your beauty if you are not so beautiful in this world. If you are not so handsome, do what you can, and permanently, eternally, you will be the most beautiful. Your body will be also the best, just as you want it. How tall, how fair looking, everything will be granted. So that is what we must get engaged in to prepare for akhirat, and not worry of those things which Allah, in His absolute wisdom and His absolute knowledge, has decreed for us. And there where Allah has left the doors open to ask Him and endeavor and move forward in trying to please Him and make our akhirat. May Allah give us all the proper understanding of deen, of Quran Sharif, to make amal upon it and acquire all the goodness of deen, dunya and akhirat. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.